hello, and welcome to episode 8 of Could It Be podcast. Today I'll be giving you a bit of an update. I am now almost 2 weeks post breast explant surgery. So I thought I'd start today with summarising how I went throughout week 1 after my surgery. So straight away I realised that weird body odour smell that I had been experiencing for about 12 months before my surgery, that has completely disappeared, and I can confirm that hasn't come back, and I've just been using a natural aluminium free deodorant for the whole time, so that has gone and stayed away. My eyes looked brighter early the next morning when I got out of bed to use a bathroom after the surgery, and they are continuing to look brighter each day, and the sunken in look still has improved from after having my explant surgery. The congestion in my sinuses overnight still has stayed away, as with the dry eyes as well. The joint aches that I had been experiencing mostly in my lower back, right hip and in my feet continues to improve. I do occasionally experience some soreness in my left foot, but it's nowhere near as bad as it was, and it used to be particularly bad if I'd been sitting on the couch with my legs crossed or with my left leg bent at the knee, and I don't have that anymore. So I have been spending some time sitting on the couch just to trial how my joints will go after sitting like that, and I can now get up straight off of the couch, walk through the house without any pain, without waddling. I'd hobble a little bit when I did initially stand up after sitting with my legs crossed, so that is still 100% okay, just with the occasional foot pain in my left foot. But you know, we're only 2 weeks post-surgery, this kind of thing can take some time, so I'm really, really happy with how I've been feeling so far. I'm also bouncing out of bed in the mornings without feeling groggy as soon as I wake up. So as soon as my dog comes to wake me up to go outside first thing in the morning, I honestly just jump out of bed with so much energy, but obviously still carefully because I am still healing. I have had some other symptoms that have gone away that I hadn't necessarily realised were symptoms before the surgery. So my armpits seem less puffy, so they must have been quite swollen before having the explant surgery. The itching in my ears has reduced, although I did see an ENT not long before my operation, and he did give me a cream to use whenever that did flare up. So I have been using that whenever I have needed to, but that has definitely been better. The glands in my neck were quite swollen and tender, and I, again, hadn't realised that that was possibly part of breast implant illness, but that's not happening now. My neck seems to be a bit more slender than it was, and it's not tender like it was before. And I have also, like around a week after the surgery, I had started to notice some changes in my right boob. So out of the two, the right boob was the one that was smaller before having the tissue expanders and the breast implants in, and it is sitting a bit smaller than my left at the moment, and I'm a little self-conscious about it. I do need to obviously understand that my body is still healing, but it's something that I am keeping an eye on just for being mindful of it. And yeah, that's already starting to, I guess, fluff up is the terminology I've seen people talking about. So a week later, that's starting to look a lot better. 8 days after my surgery, I had my first follow-up with my specialist. I initially was seen by my specialist's nurse, who took off the Hyperfix dressings. She was really happy with how the surgery sites were looking, and she asked me, she was like, "Oh, have you been eating all the good vegetables?" And I was like, "No, I've been living on chocolate last week," without a word of a lie. She was like, "Well, you must be doing something right because they are looking really good." The specialist then came in. She's also really happy with my progress. The nurse put some more Hyperfix bandages on, and she told me that I can take them off in a week. And I asked about whether I can start adding some bike rides into my exercise routine. She double checked that with the specialist, and the specialist gave me the okay to make a start on that. So I have a spin bike inside the house. It's very cold here in the mornings at the moment, so I won't be going for like actual bike rides outdoors. It's probably still a little bit risky. I'm not very coordinated, so the likelihood of me falling off of my bike is quite high. So I'm just going to stick with sitting on the spin bike indoors at home, and I'm going to look at changing the handlebars, seeing whether I can sit them up a bit higher and closer to me, because leaning forward on the bike is a little bit uncomfortable. I'll look at doing that soon, but in the meantime, I've just been sitting upright on the bike. right before I left as well, my surgeon was standing at the reception desk and I didn't realise that she was actually following up on some lab results. I think I mentioned in the previous episode that the capsules were completely taken out as part of the surgery and they had some calcification through them, and I think she was possibly a little bit concerned that they were cancerous, but she did confirm for me that they were all benign. There were no issues with the capsules at all. So later on that day, I did my longest walk since the operation. So it was about 2.6 kilometres and I felt really good. Once my partner got home and we were talking about the fact that I was going to work the next day, I did randomly get a little bit emotional, and I do love my job. I love my team. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with going back to work itself. But I don't know whether these emotions may be part of the detox process and my hormones possibly changing as a result of this change in my body. That emotion wave did go past quite quickly and I was fine by the time I went to bed. The next day is when I did start back at work. I have mentioned before I do just have a desk job. I did struggle a little bit on my first day back, so I had to lay down during my lunch break. And I did take some Panadol to get through the afternoon. I was getting quite uncomfortable in my torso and my chest towards the end of my shift, but I just finished on time and spent the rest of the night relaxing while my partner looked after dinner and we just binge watched more of Stranger Things. The next day, which was the Thursday, I felt a lot better. I got through my full day of work with no problems, with no pain, and I did notice as well on the Thursday morning when I was washing my hair that the hair fall was starting to slow down finally. So very excited about that aspect of it, and that has continued since then. I'm only getting very small amounts of hair fall out when I'm washing my hair, and that was when it was at its worst. I would have handfuls of my hair falling out. On the Friday, I had my very first detox wave headache. I had read about these and heard how horrible they can be for people, and I'm not normally a headachey person. The only time I would normally get a headache is if my neck was out of alignment. Then there was the occasional ocular migraine, but that was only once or twice a year that I would get those. So it was quite a surprise. It was gnarly, which is probably the only word I can think to describe this headache. It started from my neck, so it wasn't like my normal headaches where my neck is out of alignment. The actual aching was my neck upwards. So what I found helped me, I'm drinking as much water as I can tolerate at the moment, which is, 2 liters plus per day. I had a green tea. I did have some Panadol. And then that morning, my dog's groomer is a mobile groomer, and I was out the front booking her next haircut in, and I felt a lot better when I came inside. So I think that getting outdoors, having some water, having some Panadol, moving around is probably what I'm going to do to manage these moving forward, because I did feel a lot better after being outside that day as well. So once that headache cleared, it took about 2 hours for it to go away. I was able to work through that headache and continue on with my role. And then I was feeling better by my lunch break. So I did about 15 minutes on the spin bike, just a slow 15 minutes with no resistance on during my break, just to get some movement in, which felt really good. The next day, which was Saturday, I started my day with a 30-minute bike ride, just sitting on my spin bike. Very light resistance for this one. And I sat up the entire time as well, so I was nice and comfortable. Leaning forward still does feel a little bit uncomfortable on my chest, so I'm just going to sit up for now. Later on that day, my partner and I went out for a bit of an adventure day in the city, so it's the longest I've been away from home. So we walked around the city, went to the art gallery, went to the botanic gardens, and I was walking around in my work shoes, so they're like Mary Jane type shoes, not the best for my feet normally. And after that kind of amount of time walking around in those shoes, I would normally sit down, and then once I stood up again to move around, the pain would have set in where my right hip would be really sore, my lower back would be really sore, and my left foot would be in pain. So I don't have any of that pain at all. There's probably the tiniest bit of pain in my left foot, but it is bearable. So I feel really good. Even though at the end of that day I was exhausted, when we got into the car, I just slumped into the car and vegged out for the rest of the night because it was a lot of movement for me in one hit. But I woke up the next day, Sunday morning, feeling really good. So I have started taking all of my vitamins again. I had stopped some of them in the lead up to the surgery. And then things like hair supplements, they just weren't working for me before having my implants taken out because my body was under so much stress. So I've decided to start taking them again. I'm taking the JS Health Hair and Energy and I'm taking a biotin supplement and I'm continuing the use of my Natural Look shampoo and conditioner, which is for helping people in stopping hair fall. So I'm hoping with a combination of those that now my hair's not falling out quite so much that I might start to see some more come back. I am still sleeping on my wedge pillow, so my upper body and my legs are elevated, and I'm so used to it now that I do sleep for quite an amount of hours without waking up on those. So I'm really comfortable with how that sleeping situation is for me, and I might even continue it after the specialist gives me the okay to sleep normally because I feel like it's been really good for my posture. Overall, there's only been some very slight discomfort, so outside of days where I've gone back to work or done too much during the day, just on a general day when I am quite relaxed. The pain, I wouldn't even call it pain, it's probably more a feeling like, you know, when you've done a chest workout or lots of push-ups, there's a bit of that kind of feeling there. There's just an awareness of the muscles behind where the implants used to be. I don't need to take painkillers generally where I haven't been going out and about. I can take my Hyperfix dressings off tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to. I might start putting on just some normal moisturiser on the scars just to help them heal and feel nice underneath the post-surgery bras. I will continue to wear those as well. I did try to wear a normal sports crop top during the week and that made me feel very uncomfortable. It was too much compression too soon. So I'll continue with the post-surgery bras for a few weeks before I change anything there. So next steps for me, I am looking to start doing some dry brushing at home. So next time I do a grocery shop, I'll just buy a generic dry brush and start with that. And I might share some links to dry brushing techniques in the show notes for this podcast. It's something that's fairly new to me, but I do read that it is quite good for your lymphatic system and for detoxing. So I will give that a go. And I am also looking into doing some lymphatic drainage massage. One of my previous massage therapists, she used to do fertility massage on me and I wasn't seeing her specifically for the reason of fertility. But before I realized that I had some organs that had joined forces and become one thing and caused me some pain, I do talk about that in one of my previous episodes where I list all of the other surgeries I've been through. I was seeing this massage therapist just to try and see whether she could get some of that pain to go away. So she's really great at what she does. So I'm going to book a lymphatic drainage massage in the next few weeks. I found when I was shopping for my JS Health hair supplements that they do a detox and debloat supplement, so I'm giving that a go as well. You just need to take that twice a day after meals. I'm doing the best I can at the moment to get 8 hours of sleep each night. It's not always necessarily happening, but I'm normally sticking pretty close to that. It's been harder, especially since I've been back at work. But at this stage, I'm not doing any morning workouts yet, so it gives me the chance to sleep in a little bit longer just to get as much sleep as possible. I do find for a few weeks after surgery, I sleep quite well. And then for some reason, there's about a 6 week block where I cannot sleep. So I'm waiting for that to kick in. And then after that, I sort of go back to a normal sleep cycle. So that brings us to the end of today's update, I guess. I think moving forward, what I might do is record these fortnightly as over the next few weeks, not a lot is going to change with what I'm able to do. I'm not able to introduce any more exercise into my routine at the moment. So yeah, I think what I might do is wait another couple of weeks, take some notes throughout that time and then record my next episode. And hopefully I'll have a bit more to update you on in that time. Thanks again for listening and I will talk to you soon. Take care. This podcast shares my own experience and research. I'm not a medical or health professional. You can find me on Instagram at couldit_be_podcast. Thank you to my incredibly talented partner, Jacob Tengdahl, for the intro and outro music. All recording, editing, and artwork is done by me. Thank you for listening.